Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
Speaking English? What? You racist? Trump, I knew you were racist, want people to speak English and whatnot. Who do you think you are? You just do that out of nowhere? Just make us speak English? You want people to come here on merit based on the fact that they may have a skill that can add to our society? God, you're such a jerk, man. Two kinds of immigration in America. You have the legal kind, which we'll get to in a second. We have the illegal kind, which we talk about ad nauseum because it's something that we need to address, right? So we have the legal kind, which this is. If you're going to come to the United States or America, what Trump and the rest of them are doing are saying, look, here's the deal. We need to reform this, and we want people to come here based on merit. You've got a skill. What is your skill? I don't know what your skill is. But it's a skill that we need because we currently are lacking, or you want to open up a business and employ Americans. You're not looking for the taxpayer to pay for you and or your family. You're going to come here and open a business and become part of society. But the things that people are focusing on already is the whole English thing. Us as a country and a society have decided in our progressive world that we live in now, thanks to the progressives, that we should, for all intents and purposes, allow people to come here and not acclimate themselves to society, to essentially just come here and continue to be who they were, where they were from, and we'll work around them. And that's not a good thing. You're going to come here to this country, and I like what he's saying, is you're going to come here. Great. Fantastic. We welcome you because you've got a talent and a skill that we need in this country that we're lacking of, or you're starting a business, and that's going to be great for the economy. You're not looking for Americans, taxpayers, to take care of you. You are coming here for that reason because you've got this great idea or you've got this perfect way that you're going to bring this talent that you have to our country because we are lacking. And you speak English. That's awesome. But everybody's only focusing on the English side. Oh, see, he's a racist. He's horrible. He's evil. Everything about him is bad. Now, producer Phil, at one time you were looking to work where in Canada? Bell of Canada, is that what you said?
Yeah, Bell Media in Canada.
And what did they want you to do should you get a job there? What were they looking at you for as far as your work permit and visa?
I needed a letter, an offer of a job. I needed to be able to support myself, and I needed to not take any government assistance.
Wow. Not take any government assistance. That's crazy. When I went to England the first time when I went over there and I was playing soccer, I went over as a YTS boy, youth training schemes, younger. So it was more like an apprenticeship. So the work visas weren't as stringent on something like that. But when I went over working in radio and in voiceovers and doing the things that I was doing, you know, with my voice and my cartoons and blah, when I did that, I had a skill. I wasn't taking a job away from somebody who you had to prove that you had a skill that a person in Britain couldn't do. So these people in Britain could not do what I was doing. It was, that was just not it. And because I worked in talk radio, and it was new. Oh, much different. On top of that, because I did the cartoon stuff and I was doing voiceovers, again, something completely different. It's crazy that the other parts of the world want you to, if you come here, fine. But we want you to support yourself. We don't want you to come here and live off the teat of whatever country it is, and we should be that way. And what we're seeing with legal immigration is it's a lot of times it's a crapshoot. It is. It's a lottery. Hey, you're a winner. You get to come here and you bring your whole family. And then all of a sudden they come here and they don't speak English and they don't want to acclimate themselves. And there are many that are. There are many that are. And I will tell you this, there are so many people out there from all over the globe that have decided that America is the dream that they want to pursue. And they have come here and they have draped themselves in Americana. And it is amazing. And in many ways, they're more American than a lot of people that live here, were born and raised here. But there's also a lot of people, and society, I think, has played a part of this. This weird progressive kind of, you know, dog and pony show they do for people, where people come here and they don't want you to be part of American culture. They want you to be yourself. They want you to embrace your culture still, and they don't want you to do, no. We'll bend to you. We'll bend to you. This is Stephen Miller. He's a policy advisor for said president.
They will look at, does the applicant speak English? Can they support themselves and their families financially? Do they have a skill that will add to the U.S. economy? Are they being paid a high wage?
A skill. What are you bringing to this? And I remember when I went to Britain, it's like, what are you doing? What are you bringing to this? And I'm like, well, I could do a billion voices. And I'm going to do stuff for all kinds of voiceovers, and I do talk radio. And it was easy because the company I was working for was bringing me over there. And, you know, they were starting the station and they were part of, you know, they were an American company in partnership. So it was a bit easier. But again, I had a special skill. And I have no problem with that. And people are going to scream xenophobe. People are going to say he's a racist. And it's the whole part about, you know, is you got to speak English. It's like, come on. Stop it already. You know, a few years ago, the LPGA, which has just failed miserably in trying to promote and do anything. That's the ladies' golf, right? They've just failed miserably. While the men's tour is on fire, the women's tour sucks. And be honest with you here. A few years ago, there was a policy where if you're on the tour, you got to learn how to speak English. And everybody freaked out, and they took the policy away. They called it racist. It's horrible. Well, you've got a bunch of Japanese and Korean women who are great golfers, but they don't speak English. And these people who sponsor these tournaments get to go out and play around with them during the week before the tournament starts. They spend big money and they couldn't converse. And the LPGA is like, we got to do something about this. We got to figure out a way. And the minute it happened, it was just, oh my God, it's the worst. You're evil. It's racist. Blah, blah. Enough with that crap. My God. It's insane. It's the same thing here. I've looked and I've read all kinds of stuff. You know, we haven't had any real immigration reform, legal or illegal immigration reform, in 30 plus years. And it's time that we start looking at this. It's time that we start looking at changing things, because it's not working the way it used to. And there's nothing wrong with that. And hell yeah, I want the best and the brightest from other countries. Don't you? And hell yeah, I want people that want to come here and work and bust their ass and become part of our society. And really become part of our society. I think too often you have people that come here from all over the world and they stay in their areas and they stay in their communities and they never, ever, ever acclimate themselves at all to the city, to the state, to the country, to our customs. And we have so many people, let's just embrace your customs. You know, no, you've come here for a reason. The country that you were in sucked. The country you were in couldn't give you what you needed. The country you were in, you still love it and you miss it, but you realize this is the place of opportunity and dreams where things can come true, where you can go from nothing to a billionaire. And you've come here. You've chosen to come here. It's honesty, right? It's like straightforward honesty there. And I love what they're doing. I love what they're saying. I love the fact that they've said something like this. And again, illegal immigration, we could talk about ad nauseum. We know the ridiculousness about that. We know the way that things have gone for the last, what, three decades. We know that both sides have played this game with these people, this political football they've kicked back and forth, never really wanting to address it because both sides were getting exactly what they wanted. Cheap labor, the Republicans were looking at, and business owners that were funneling money left, right, and center to campaigns and whatnot, and the left was building up what was potentially going to be an opportunity to have voters for years. This is legal immigration, bringing people that want to come here. And I think it's right that we say, you know what, if you're going to come here, throw yourself into it. Speak the language. It's not racist. Let me tell you something. When you learn the language, it's going to open up a whole new world for you. When you learn the language, you're going to be able to do so many more things. But you have people that are living in this country right now that have been, some have been born and raised here, but others who have been here for decades and they still don't speak any English. I would like to think that if I was in France for 5 years, that I'm speaking French. I would like to think that if I was in Mexico for 5 years, that my Spanish is pretty damn good. I would like to think that if I was in Germany, that my German is good. I would like to think if I was in Australia, I'd have a cool accent. I'd like to think that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Tell you what, this drives me crazy. It's another one of these things that should be prevented but isn't. And we're on record pace this year to have this happen. Chad Benson Show.
Yummy donuts.
Whoa!
Ten.
Somewhere in the world, at any given moment, Chad is thinking about sugary, sweet, glazed donuts.
I've forgotten what a weird little person you are.
Donut.
The Chad Benson Show.
Donuts are awesome. A gift from the Lord are donuts. Hey, we're on pace to break a record. I'd say congratulations, but it's a horrible record. Hot car deaths. How often do we have to talk about this? Now, I know there are some people out there that have been absent-minded. I do. But I think a lot of the reasons is because people are selfish. People think they know, oh, what's best? Oh, I can go out of this car for 5 or 10 minutes. People are doing things they shouldn't be doing, and they're taking their kids along. Are there situations where people forget and bad things happen? Yes. But we're on pace to break a record. And it's not just kids. It's the elderly and, of course, the animals, right? Good God. People are so stupid. But we're on pace to break a record to have more hot car deaths than we've ever had.
Sunniness shortwave radiation. It's all about the greenhouse effect. That energy strikes your dark dashboard, your dark steering wheel, maybe your dark seats. In your car, the windows, the windshield, fantastic insulators. They let all that energy in, they don't let it get out. Within just 2 minutes, you can have a temperature increase of 15 degrees. In 20 minutes, you can go from 75 degrees outside to 104 degrees inside. After an hour, temperatures in the car can reach up to 120 degrees. We've seen as high as 200 degree observations inside a vehicle.
Don't be stupid. Again, we talk about it too often here, but we hear about it. And there are some times where people go out and they do really bad things, like that guy in Georgia who left his kid in the car to die and was searching for weeks on how to be a single parent and a grieving parent. And it's just, it's, yeah. But you shouldn't forget. It's a human being behind you, right? It's crazy. Are we caught up that much in the world that you would forget? It's like, this is preventable. Like DUIs, preventable. If you think you may be close, then you're close enough to think you shouldn't be driving. Oh, I forgot I had a kid or a dog or my grandma in the car and it's 300 degrees outside. Whoops! People get absent-minded. People have forgot before. My mother, I remember when I was little, she didn't leave me, but she left my sister. She didn't get very far, and we turned around. She was on the side of the road. But, you know, there was like, you know, 20 things in her arms, and I was carrying stuff. And you know, she set my sister down, and we got in the car, and she put everything. And it happened, but she turned around and came right back. But, geez, I'm amazed. I'm just amazed. I'm absolutely amazed. And a lot of times, too, it's people that are just stupid and lazy. Well, take their kid out of the kid's sleeping. Take your kid out of the car. But I've noticed, have you ever noticed now when you see a lot of these toddler deaths because they left the kid in the car, which is just a horrible way to die, that these toddler deaths or these baby deaths are people who are usually up to no good and don't want to, they take the kid with them to get up to no good and they leave the kid in the car? They're not rocket scientists. No, no, no. Sad. Very, very sad. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I thought this was hilarious. So Al Gore, whose movie An Inconvenient Truth, Part 2, Electric Boogaloo, has come out over the past weekend. He got an Academy Award for that. I was unaware that he got an Academy Award for that. And he made hundreds of millions of dollars through all of his ventures and usually, you know, out there selling you the dream of why you should do things a certain way because the world's coming to an end, and then it didn't come to an end. But that's okay because he's got part two, that is out now. And he uses 34 times the energy than the average American. 34 times the energy on his house than the average American. It's insane. And you want to tell me, and you got your private jet, and you got your limousine liberal world that you live in, and you want to do all these, and you want to tell me about polar bears and penguins and the environment? You're going to preach it to me? Oh, no, 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 no. I don't buy it. Again, do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. I didn't see The Inconvenient Truth 1. I'm not going to see part 2. Not because I don't believe that there's climate change happening, because I think the climate has changed always and will continue to do so long after we're gone. But it's funny that you can come back with a part due over something that we should have, according to you, we should all pretty much be gone by now. And you want me to believe you on this one? Talked about the Australians yesterday and the Weather Bureau and what they did. How they fudged the numbers. Crazy. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. It is the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is a major promise to the American people to push for merit-based immigration reform that protects U.S. workers, protects U.S. taxpayers, and protects the U.S. economy.
That's funny. Jim Acosta and Steve Miller, who's a policy advisor for the White House, talking about the new raise. It's what they're calling this bill, which, by the way, it's probably not going to pass. It's an uphill battle. But the thought that you have to speak English and that's what they want, this merit base, and they attacked Steve Miller, and he got into it with several of them, including Jim Acosta, essentially called the administration racist and what? Oh, Nazis. Of course, that's what we do. That's what we, you know what? Shut up and report. Ask a question, shut up, report. You're not an opinion maker. You're supposed to be a reporter. You're not an opinion maker. They got plenty of them back there at CNN and Fox and MSNBC. You're there to report. So report. This is what we're doing. These are the facts of what we're trying to push through. Put that on paper. Give it to your readers. Give it to your viewers. Give it to your blogger people in the world of the blogosphere. They're going to look at it and do it. Let them have their opinion. You report. There you go. But I told you, the English thing is going to be the biggest issue about this entire thing. It's nuts. It is nuts. It's absolutely insane. Healthcare. John McCain spoke today about healthcare and about what has to happen now as the last resort.
Now, does it mean that every Democrat is going to agree? No. Does it mean that every Republican is? No, it's not going to be unanimous. But it will be, I think, a consensus bill that comes out to the floor. And that's our only shot right now.
Well, you know what? That should have been the shot from the beginning. I'd have looked at the Democrats, said, you guys broke this. You know it's unsustainable. You know it's going to fall apart. You don't want to talk about it because you've had your ass handed to you for 7 years in pretty much every election out there. Minus the president, what have you lost? A lot. 1,000-plus seats across the board nationwide. From small races to large races. So blame a lot of that on your poor working of some sort of health care law that has nothing to do with anything. It's what it is. It's a law. So guess what? Get over here. Let's sort this out. Leave the R and the D at the door. Let's get everything sorted out. There you go. We're all going to have skin in this game. We're going to sink or swim together. You broke it. You should have to help fix it. Not hand it off to us and say, that's your problem now.
When you have premiums going up 100, 100, 300, whatever, all these incredible numbers, people just can't afford it.
That's it. It's premiums. And I've said it all along. Look, we need to address the healthcare cost issue and the ridiculous pricing and how you could break your arm and you could go to the hospital. And for you, it's X amount of dollars. And the same person could have also broken their arm. They go to the same hospital and it costs them $1,000 less or $1,000 more. How did you get that? Well, essentially, you guys had the same procedure. Why is it a tube that cost a half of a cent to produce in some faraway land with a saline solution and a nickel needle? Why is it that costs $500, yet something that charges my iPhone, my iPad, costs a nickel, costs a dollar, costs $2? Why is it that my iPad costs $700, but you charge me $1,000 for aspirin and some other little trinkets? What? Are you kidding me? We have to address that solution. What's the solution? We have to address that. We know what the problem is. Let's find the solution. It's as simple as that. But Obamacare is flawed, and the Democrats need to have that thrown in their face on numerous occasions. Remember, I've talked about this. The one thing the Democrats do so much better than the Republicans is they're great at telling stories. They're great at painting pictures. They're great at being in front of the camera and delivering the sound bites that a lot of people take to heart. The Republicans struggle at that. They should send them to acting classes. Everybody's going to improv. We're all going to learn some stuff. You're going to learn how to be great storytellers. You are.
Obamacare was based on the flawed premise is that you would take money from healthy young people and pay for not so healthy older people. That premise was wrong.
Right.
Because healthy younger people are going to say, why me?
Yeah. And the other thing is you told healthy younger people they could stay on their parents till they were 26 years old. You took a large group of people and said, you don't even have, you can stay on your mom and dad. We'll just charge them a little bit more. So a lot of sick people signed up, and a lot of people just said, you know what, I'll pay the $600 or $800 or whatever it is, and we'll just go from there. It's cheaper. And if I get sick, I'll just go buy it. If not, I don't feel like spending $4,000 for health insurance when I can spend $600 or $800 because I know I'm not going to use it. And guess what happens when sick people get an opportunity to use it? They're going to hold their feet to the fire. You watch what happens when you do that. You watch what happens when you hold their feet to the fire. But it's got to be a bipartisan situation. And it's tough to be bipartisan. And it's tough to bring people in when you get rhetoric like this from the cantankerous old man that is Bernie Sanders.
The Republican Party is now, in fact, a right-wing extremist party dominated by the Koch brothers' ideology. Koch brothers do not want to see cuts to Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid. They want to eliminate those programs. They want to eliminate every federal program passed in the last 80 years.
80 years. Destroyed. I could look over and say that the Democratic Party is nothing but a progressive socialist lunatic, check the box, identity politics group that cares very little about anything other than turning government into bigger government, making it a central part of your life, and you're funded by a Hungarian by the name of George Soros, who's doing all he can to create some bizarre utopia that will never, ever happen. Oh. You can't say it. Yes, I can. How are we going to come together if you're calling everybody, a crazy extremist right-wing group? It's not going to work, kids. It's just not going to work. It's tough to come together in a world like that. When you know we're not going to be able to operate on the same page because we don't see eye to eye because you think this is an extremist right-wing organization. It's hard to. I don't care what Chuck Schumer says. I don't care what Nancy Pelosi says. Right? If Bernie Sanders is going to be in that room, which he will, he's got one thing on his mind, single payer. He's not going to give in. He's going to dig his heels in. He's going to whine, bitch, and moan. And when you demonize and you look at the other side as enemies rather than other Americans, it's amazing. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-444-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Opioid addiction is just insane. When you hear some of these numbers, this is Dr. Sanjay Gupta talking about opioids.
Every 19 minutes, someone dies from an accidental drug overdose. Most of the time, it's from prescription drugs like oxycodone or hydrocodone. These drugs all belong to a family of drugs called opioids. They are prescribed to dull pain, but they also boost dopamine, giving some people a high. Consider this. In 2012, there were 259 million prescriptions written for opioid painkillers, nearly enough for every American adult and child to have their own bottle of pills.
Well, there you go. I don't know if every child needs a bottle of pill like this. Just to give you an example of how insane this has become, more than a third of adults in the United States of America were prescribed opioids in 2015. So if you go out on your street and you've got 30 houses on your street, 10 of those houses, chances are, have some form of opioids inside their home for chronic illness, for pain management, some maybe because they're addicted now. There are towns across the Midwest, into the South, and everywhere where it is reaching everywhere. It's insane. We need this. This, to me, I look at all these kind of things that we talk about. This is real. This is real America. These are real issues and real problems. The rising cost of health care. And a lot of that is because of opioid addiction, because there has to be so much money spent on rehab. And it is devastating. There are towns across the Midwest who were literally 50% of the people are addicted to drugs, are addicted to opioids. Can you believe that? People are dying left, right, and center. It's nuts. This is an emergency that we need to pay attention to. This addiction, like all addictions, does not care who you love, what your sexuality is. Does not care the religion and the God you worship. Does not care of the color of your skin or the amount of money you have or where you live. And we need to figure this out sooner rather than later. The cost to healthcare is tremendous. The cost to healthcare, think about, we talk about obesity because we are a chunky nation, let's be real. We have nutritionally overachieved. And we know some of the cost of obesity, diabetes, lost hours at work, things like that, lost productivity. We've talked about that. But the cost of opioid addiction, knowing that a third of the adults in America have been prescribed that, and seeing the amount of people that are addicted, and the cost of rehabbing or taking care of, and the cost of lost productivity across the board in work, in family, in everything. Oh, my God. It's insane. This is a woman in Ohio. She's a manufacturer. Her name's Regina Mitchell. She's trying all she can to hire people, but there's an issue.
This is our 50th year in business, and it hasn't been until over the last 2 years that we've needed to have a policy, a corporate policy in place that protects us from employees coming into work impaired. And it's this opioid epidemic that we're experiencing both in Ohio, but in our Mahoning Valley. It seems like it's worse than in other places all over the country.
Yeah. But it's growing, and it's everywhere. It's suburbia. It's moms and dads. It's kids who are looking for a high. It's black and white, Hispanic, Asian. It's gays and straights, it's Muslims, it's Christians, it's everybody. And to think, and she in the article, she talks about the fact that 10 people will come and apply for a job, and they need all 10, and 5 of them have opioids inside of their system, and she can't hire them. And the reason is, she got big equipment, and she's got to make sure that everybody's taken care of.
I have a responsibility to provide a safe working environment for my employees. So I need employees who are engaged in their work while they're here, doing the best possible job that they can, and keeping their fellow coworkers safe at all times. And we're moving 300,000 pounds of steel around in that building on a regular basis. So I cannot take the chance to have anyone impaired running that crane or working 40 feet in the air. We do a lot of dangerous processes all day long, and it's my responsibility to make sure that my employees are protected.
Yeah. It's her responsibility. Man, we got issues. We got to address them. These things matter to people, because every one of us throughout our lifetime has known somebody and or is that person who has dealt with addiction or fought addiction or tried to help somebody with it. And this one is getting bigger and badder every day. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Wrap it up. Talk about what we learned. Chad Benson Show.
Please fasten your seatbelt.
Would you like fries with your fast food politics?
I tell you, I'm so excited I can barely breathe.
Now that is a man who has eaten a lot of beef.
We're happy to serve you here at the Chad Benson Show.
Here we are, a treat for the masses.
Nah! Wrapping it up, people texting in about opioids. We were talking about opioids before we went to break, before we were so rudely interrupted, about the addiction. A lot of people, you look, here's the thing. And a lot of people are saying, you know, let them die. A lot of people don't die. And they cost a ton of money. And a lot of times, I think this is where I think a lot of people differ in an understanding of the way that opioids work. This isn't like, you know, another addiction where you're out partying. This starts out where you got a back injury, you got a knee injury, you know, whatever it is. And lo and behold, you start taking something and then you become dependent on it just to get through the day. And then you become addicted. And then it's no longer about the pain management. It's about getting high. And yes, you know what? One person texts in and says those people know what the side effects are and what potentially could happen. Yeah, I think they do. But like everything, the hubris of a human being is we think we can handle it. We think that we are stronger. Like, oh, I could take that and I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It's not always the case. For some people, it is. But not for everybody. And this is something that is going on and is going to continue to go on. And it's going to continue to grow. And we have to look at the medical world, too, and saying, you guys are prescribing a lot of these. And how do we pain manage better? You can always text the program, 323-538-2423. Tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. What did we learn today? Well, first and foremost, we learned that apparently the old Trumpster wants to crack down on legal immigration. And that he's evil because he wants people to speak English and have a reason, a merit reason, some sort of why are you coming here on your merit? Your merit is you're good at what and what are you bringing to our country? Oh, and apparently that's evil. We learned that opioids are bad. We know that. And the addiction is far worse than I think we realize. But that's what we are. We're reactionary. That parents can overparent and take away things in kids' lives, like the ability to deal and cope with bad situations. And then sometimes bad situations happen. And if you don't give them those skills, it may end up horrible. And that Al Gore uses lots of energy and most of the hot air coming and changing the greenhouse is him. Text the program always, 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is the Facebook and Twitter. Simple and easy for Phil, for Anthony. We got you over the hump, as we do each and every single day and Wednesday. Bidding you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.